Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ray McCullough and welcome back to KJN. Ray?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
You bet. And we're really excited to visit with you about the beginning of another spring summer Cass County Chorale presentation.
Right. Yep. We finished up our Christmas season and our Christmas cantata, which was a big success. And I was very happy with how that all came together. And then I took a little time off. I guess my mind was sort of thinking about what was going to happen. But as far as actually executing and ordering music and all that, I just sort of took a little break. And then about 2 weeks ago, I thought, okay, I need to really get this going. So I decided to just sort of get the ball rolling and, you know, get our locations reserved from the school and Heritage House for rehearsals and that. So now we're here recruiting for singers.
You bet. And I'm sure that some of your singers from your Christmas program were waiting. I mean, they knew this was coming, and so they're excited about hearing that you've got the set.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I anticipate we will have that core group of singers back from the Christmas time, from the fall season. Yeah, there will be a kind of a core group who are committed to the Choral Society and are ready to sing and ready to do this again. I think there might be some who are unable to do some of the spring stuff, so that they won't be on there. But I'm hoping there were a few people who said to me last fall, I wish I would have known earlier because then I would have joined you or whatever, but it was too late to get on board. And so this is my my call to the community is that if you want to get on board, this is the time.
Now is the time.
This is it.
And, of course, it is going to be different music. And for some people, that might make a difference too.
I think so. This is going to be a fun show that we're putting together. This is called A Night of Musicals. And the idea is that we're going to sing all music and songs that have been in movies or in musical, like theater, or both in some cases. And so I'm very, very excited about the stuff I've ordered, the pieces. It's going to be fun to sing and fun to listen to as well. So I'm excited about that.
Kind of probably get a little moving going there.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, so our son has been in the show choir this spring and this winter at the high school, and so I've seen a lot of show choir, and I'm thinking, boy, we could do a little bit of
just,
you know,
a little bit,
a little choreography.
Yes, yes.
Not too much though.
Well, you know, but if you're into the music, at least a little bit is kind of built in, I think.
Yeah.
So I've been curious about, and you've mentioned now several times about ordering music.
Right.
Where do you get music? I'm sure that's costly. How does all of that come together?
It is costly. I'm surprised sometimes how costly it is. So there are different ways you can go about it. But the main thing, the main legal reputable way to do it is there's one site that I like to use. It's called JW Pepper, and they are a music service. I think they're based in Minnesota, whatever. And they have just tons and tons, thousands probably, maybe even millions of titles of music that are either in print or that they can get a hold of. And so anyway, JW Pepper is my go-to for all that. And so I just sat down. I had already made a list. So what I did, Jan and Dave Highfield were really great about everything last fall, but at the end of the season, right before Christmas time, they had, no, that's not right, it was after Christmas, that's right, before
Christmas
New Year's.
Sale.
Yeah, right. So they hosted all of the singers to come through their house, kind of a cast party after the cantata was over. And so what I did is I passed around a sheet of paper and said, what are your favorite musicals? And people would put like The Music Man or Wicked or just, you know, all kinds of stuff that they would put on there. So what I did was I looked up what I thought would be the best piece of music from each of those. And then I went and I ordered those from JW Pepper. So it is pretty expensive, though. I think I projected our total for this concert will be about $1,000 worth of just the music. Yeah. Plus there are some performance tracks you can buy. Like some of these things have a lot of, like 76 trombones. We're going to sing that one. Okay. And that one has a lot of, you know, marching band sounds and stuff. So you buy the $25 track. So that could be another couple $100 total if we bought some tracks. So anyway, yeah, it's very expensive.
So how do you get repaid for that? I'm assuming you're going to be repaid.
Well, I hope so. basically, so at the concert last, the cantata concert in December, we had a fair of a nice chunk of free will donations. My other hope is that the Community Promotion Committee will have mercy on us and give us a little grant for that. So, but otherwise, it just is kind of by.
Yeah, it'll happen, Rick. I know.
I know
it'll happen for sure.
So.
I mean, you've got this good track record, and you have people who are excited about it.
Yeah.
And so I know that will happen. But you know, it's something that if you don't know about music, you just sort of take for granted. Well, you could just get a copy and put it on the copy machine.
Right, you could. Yes, you could, but that's illegal.
Yes.
maybe it's not such a big deal if you're a very small little church or something. You can just sort of cut some corners.
But also not ethical.
That's true. It's not. It steals away from the artists and the people who produce it. So anyway.
Yes. So we haven't talked about the times when you're going to be all done practicing and you're going to show. What are the show times?
So the thing I have already lined up is so June 6th and 7th. It's a Thursday and a Friday evening at Atlantic Middle School. And Christmas time is hard to schedule, but summer and spring is even worse, I think, for that because of all the graduations and concerts and things at the end of the school year. So it was kind of a mess to try to find a couple of days in a row. So Atlantic Middle School Auditorium, July. June 6th and 7th, right.
Yes.
Thursday and Friday night. So there were two shows.
Okay, but now we've got to get ready for those,
right.
So it's time to start rehearsing.
I'm looking for some of those extra singers, some people who might not have got a chance last fall. So this Sunday, March 3rd, in the afternoon from 2 to 3 o'clock, at Heritage House in the Heritage Hall. That's the big room when you first come into the main entrance there. So we are going to be rehearsing then and there. And then we will rehearse every Sunday pretty much throughout the whole spring, except for Easter Day and Memorial Day weekend. We won't hit those two. Yeah. So anyway, this Sunday at 2 o'clock at Heritage House is the
and
first.
And for folks who enjoy this, this is for an hour on Sunday afternoon, what a great thing to do. And it's a social time and it's sort of
absolutely.
It's a creative time. And
yep.
I think I can understand why people would get excited about this.
Yeah, I think it uses a different part of your brain than you're used to. You know, like you go your whole week just sort of doing whatever your job is or whatever. But this is like, it's a different part of your brain and it kind of stimulates something deeper. And I don't know about the other people, but there's hardly anything better than making music together with other people. So singing or playing together, it just kind of is a neat bond.
We get our satisfaction from that. We get paid in a different way with that
absolutely.
Satisfaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, here you are. You've got this going again. And we'll mention again that the March 3rd date. But you have something else going on that I think we should at least mention.
I do. In 2 weeks, that is on Tuesday, March 12th, about 2 weeks, I guess, we are going to leave, a group of us pilgrims, we're going to go to Israel and for a 10-day door-to-door pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And it's going to be amazing. I'm already looking forward to it. I'm getting excited. I need to pack. I need to make a list. I need to make sure that I'm ready with all my stuff that I'm going.
But you've had a little experience.
I have. A little bit. But it's memorable, though. That's the thing about going to the Holy Land is that it's not like you kind of forget. You remember, like it sticks with you. So way back in 2001, January, my wife and I went on a seminary-sponsored trip, and it was kind of our honeymoon. So we went to Israel. It was a two-week trip back then, and it was an amazing, amazing trip. So I always have kind of had in the back of my mind, I vowed to myself that it would be awesome to take others to go and experience that. And so last year, I just kind of decided I was going to do it. And I put it out there, who would like to do it. At that time, I was serving down in Corning at the First Presbyterian Church there. And there was great response from those people. And so I was like, okay, we're just going to do this. We're going to set it up and see what kind of response we get. And I was very happy because we have 29 of us all together going. My goal was, 25 would be a nice group to get there. But I was surprised that it was even beyond that. So I was very happy with that.
I think you have to start planning another one here pretty soon.
I know,
29 people will come back and go, you really should do this.
Exactly.
And so I think you're on the hook for another one.
I think so, which is okay. I'm happy with that. And by the way, I'll put that out there even is if anybody is interested in that, maybe next year, same time, spring, or maybe a summer of next year or something like that, I'll take another group to the Holy Land. Sure, that's
fun. It's always a new experience.
There are about 20 people this time from in and around Corning, Villisca, sort of Tenville. I don't know if that's really an address anymore. But anyway, so there's about 20 of them down there, and there are six plus me plus one other from Atlantic, and then one single Page County person. So that's the 29 of us all together.
Well, you'll get acquainted with some new folks, too.
Right, absolutely.
It'll be a good time. So Cass County Chorale Society, revving up for a spring-summer show. Remind us again about rehearsals.
Right. This Sunday, March 3rd, from 2 to 3 in the afternoon at Heritage House, and we will continue to rehearse every Sunday afternoon. Even when I'm in Israel, I have a substitute lined up. So every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 at Heritage House.
Okay. He's a plan ahead kind of person. Thank you very much, Ray McCullough, for visiting with us today.
You. Thanks for having
me. Until next time, here's a thought. Music, at its essence, is what gives us memories. And the longer a song has existed in our lives, the more memories we have of it.